You're about to enter the world of Michael Zavala.
Okay, yeah.
Now's your chance to turn back.
Hello.
You're listening to MZ Michael Zavala.
MZ.
This is MZ Now.
MZ.
So I woke up early just so I could watch the finale of Cheers.
Oh, great.
Because it aired yesterday?
Because I fell asleep watching the penultimate, if you will, last night. And so I was like, well, I got to know what happens. And I could have sworn to you, Clark, that the last scene in Cheers was Sam Malone closing Cheers.
Yeah.
Like for good. Turning the lights off and walking up the stairs.
I think that's what people were thinking was going to happen.
But I could have sworn to you I saw it as a kid.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
And so I'm expecting this to happen. Diane Chambers, who played Shelley Long comes back for the last three episodes. I didn't know that happened.
Right.
But I'm like, oh, that makes sense. He's going to run away with her, and then he's going to close down the bar and say, hey, I'm done with the bar life.
Right.
Kind of like our friend Miles did with Vickery Park. Loosely based on the story, without all the legal issues. And then they get on the plane. Spoiler alert. They get on a plane, then he goes back, and then he realizes everything that he's been looking for in life is there at the bar. His friends are there.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's got a great life. People look up to him. And then he's satisfied.
Right.
And he just stays at the bar. I did not expect that to happen. I really thought that he was going to close the bar. I kept pausing the episode thinking, oh, they're going to wrap this up in 3 minutes.
Right.
But it never happened.
No.
So where did I get this memory from?
I have no idea. There are a few things that I kind of remember like that. Like, I thought it went this way and then it really ended up being like that. But, you know, you're seeing it through a perspective of a child.
Right. I mean,
what kind of bar experience did you have when you were five?
I mean, I grew up in a bar.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I was raised, I was conceived born at a bar.
You were the yelling kid that people were like, what the hell are they doing
Somebody
bringing a kid here?
Shut that kid up.
You know those people that walk in with the little strap with the baby on their chest? That was me. I was the baby.
They're like, get this baby a Red Bull. Yeah. Sugar free.
MZ. Morning, everybody. MZ.
You know, well, the thing is, they did shoot a few scenes with that staircase, but not a lot would be going on in the staircase. There's a few scenes that are actually shot outside of the bar because, you know, they have a actual studio, and then they would have to go to Boston where the bar is.
Just shoot all those little intro scenes and stuff. Yeah.
The one where they're playing with Sam's or Kelsey Grammer, Frazier's car alarm. It was Norm and
yeah.
They had
to fly all the way to Boston to shoot that. Yeah.
Right. But that's I don't know why you would have maybe thought of that scene like
that's
like
how
that.
All these years I imagined this is what I was looking forward to was that Sam was going to close the bar for good. He was done with that.
Right.
He shut it down one last. It was the final night of Cheers.
Right.
He turned off the light. He was the last one there, and he walks off. And I was ready to cry and be emotional.
No, but I mean,
and it didn't happen like that. He just went on running the bar.
But I like how they ended it.
No, I thought it was very good.
Right.
That this hit for the past few years, he had been trying to find a purpose to his life. And then he realized this whole time, the purpose was being there at Cheers.
Hey, let me tell you, if I was a ex-relief ball player where I ran a bar and got the bang chicks all the time, I would have no problem with that being my purpose in my life.
He was tired with that. Wow. That was the whole reason that he was looking for something else.
Well, you know what? I'd trade lives with him in an instant.
Ted Danson? Heck yeah.
Or Sam Malone.
The only person I'm disappointed didn't have a better character arc was Rebecca, Kirstie Alley. In the very beginning, she was very stern, like this corporate character. And then a few seasons later, they actually gave her a personality and some stories and some really great growth potential, and then at the end, the last few seasons,
she's neurotic.
She goes back to like being like a crazy character, like an unbelievable person.
Right, and you get to see a little bit of that in the beginning, like in season six.
Right,
you see a little bit of her her neurotic tendency,
but it just gets overboard and ridiculous.
Oh, yeah,
and, on the final season.
Oh, in the final episode where she's like, "Oh, I'm marrying a plumber."
Right,
Tom Berenger.
Right.
Oh, that was fantastic. That couldn't have happened to anybody better than her.
Right.
But yeah, you know, the only thing you could have done.
She could have left the series and nobody would have cared.
Right, right. But I mean, and you're kind of hinting on something else. They did pick the perfect character to have a spinoff.
Frasier.
Now that you've finished Cheers.
All right. So I had a little extra time this morning and I said, what am I going to watch next? I'm not really ready to dive back into a relationship of 11 season series, which is Frasier.
Right.
So I thought maybe I can take a break and do Taxi, which is like four seasons or whatever.
Okay.
Because I like Christopher Lloyd and Danny DeVito and Tony Danza. Yeah.
There's a ton of people on that show.
Yeah. So I thought, well, maybe that's what I'm going to do next. Well, Frasier was suggested next. So I watched the first episode.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know that I'm going to, I don't get Cheers vibes from it. I mean, I like
Frasier. Oh, you're not. Frasier. It's totally different.
I don't know if it's a show for me. It's too sophisticated. I'm not a sophisticated person.
Is. But as Frasier progresses, you kind of see where Frasier starts to do the same thing that Rebecca does. He starts to get a little crazy himself. And his dynamic between him and his producer, Ross, on the show is fantastic. It's awesome. It's one of the better relationships I've ever seen in a television show.
But it also gets dumb.
Oh, yeah.
It gets dumb.
But John Mahoney, his dad, is what kind of brings that show down to a level.
Right. He's the only likable character. Well, other than Frasier himself.
Right.
He's the only likable character on that show. I don't know what I'm going to commit to that. I might watch like the first season and then take a break, watch two seasons of Taxi, and then go back. It's not going to be something I binge like I did with Cheers.
What you could do with Frasier is you could cherry pick the episodes that have the returning characters Cheers.
That's really the only reason why I want to watch the Frasier series is because I want to see the crossover with Cheers.
Yeah. The one episode I remember was Sam going to Seattle. That one was kind of cool, but then the one where Norman and Cliff go and visit Frasier. That one was pretty good. But man, it's been so long since I've seen Frasier. I can't really recall specific memories.
Well, I want to give Cheers a 10.
Oh, it's
a 10 in my book.
It's a classic American sitcom.
It's no Star Trek Picard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is a 6.5 in my book.
Still going on that?
The last week's episode was really good. And by really good, I mean a 7.
Oh.
I
didn't finish watching it yet.
You do watch it at all, though?
Yeah,
you started it? Okay.
I had it on the background.
So the beginning part is really kind of boring, like the rest of the series. But then as it progresses, that episode progresses, it gets really, really good. So I would recommend, the story actually starts at that point.
This studio is being tested right now.
Did you just flip the switch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to see that.
Yeah.
They're going to see that.
Are they standing right outside the door?
I don't know.
We have a lot of people here in the studio. They're running
back and forth.
It's a big deal. There's a lot of stuff going on. Eric's shooting some stuff here. We're shooting some stuff in here. It's a lot of stuff going on today, which is good. I like that.
But we need to test this place.
There's an indoor soccer tournament.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Well, we've got a lot of stuff going on. I like when it's high energy like this, when there's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
All right. So this clip came out, I guess it was this weekend, and it makes me laugh so hard. Let me see if I can get it up on the screen so you guys can view it as well.
Yeah, Eric didn't even mention the logo today.
I saw it, and I was like, wow.
That's my favorite.
Is it really?
Yes. Well, describe it for the people who can't see.
The Fruit Roll-Up with Eric Starr. Yes. One of my favorite podcasts that made it about 6 episodes.
I don't even think it made it that far.
It did. It made it actually 8, maybe.
It was
8.
Canceled.
Ooh. You should have called it the Fruit Roll-Up. I mean, the fruit by the foot. Sorry, we were talking about that earlier.
I said it should be Gushers.
Do you not remember
if it's a gay podcast?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you're playing this.
All right.
You have to name it to claim it. So here's my definition of what
this is.
Wellness.
The one and only Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, no.
Giving a speech on stage about balance and health.
Speaks to me. This is my definition, not yours. Just an idea. Because you're going to be defining it for yourself. Wellness to me means all things in balance.
And just so you know, I love Oprah, just like anybody else, but this clip is hilarious.
Can I watch it?
And balance doesn't mean all things are equal or at peace at all times.
You know what that sounded like?
Shoes.
That's it?
It sounded
back to it?
No,
sounded
but,
a lot
no,
like
because
that
the title of it says
ecstasy.
It says Oprah Winfrey falls on stage and laughs it
all
off, but there was no laugh.
There was a laugh by the audience.
Yeah,
and by us.
Yeah, we laughed it off. No, she gets back up. She goes, "I wore the wrong shoes."
Yeah, that's all.
But just I like how she's talking about balance and then literally falls.
I wish Mark was in here to see this because right now he's on a spiritual journey and he found.
Oh, okay, let me get Mark right. He's talking right outside my door. Hang on.
Yeah.
He's talking. He's close by.
Yeah, and just because he's like right now, he's talking about all like life being balanced and putting things out in the universe, things coming towards him, blah, 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 whatever, whatever.
All right, Mark's coming in.
And then so for...
Put that headset on.
And then for him to like see this, it's going to be hilarious.
Mark, have you seen this video of Oprah?
All right. I was talking about your like your life getting on track. And
oh, yeah, me finding stuff. God finally.
Yes,
and then health and balance.
Yes.
And
purpose.
Put it out in the universe.
All right, yes. So watch this clip. DJ Spider.
You have to name it to claim it. So here's my definition of what wellness means to me. This is my definition.
You're going to be very empowered by this, Mark.
You're going to be defining it for yourself. Wellness to me means all things in balance.
Yes, it does.
And balance doesn't mean all things are equal or at peace at all times.
Like yeah, shoes.
Bam!
She's speaking to you, Mark, directly.
Oh, my God.
I love how... That's the exact same fall that I had on a scooter.
On the scooter?
Yeah, Oprah she came out okay. Yeah, I shattered my leg.
Oh, my God.
It's Mark giving his TED talk on directing. directing doesn't always mean...
It's about balance.
It's about balance. Oh,
things going as planned.
I wore the wrong stilettos today.
My definition of what wellness means to me. This is my definition, not yours. Just an idea. Because you're going to be defining it for yourself. Wellness to me means all things in balance. And balance doesn't mean all things are equal or at peace at all times.
I wish I could get like.
I love that
she screamed or something. I wish that happened so we could like you know. I don't know.
We should overdub it with something like, "Oh Lord!"
Yeah.
Why, oh Lord?
Or maybe with,
I don't know.
Maybe with my jumbled up like speech.
She's on the ground.
Like, yeah. She takes like 5 steps on the way down. It's kind of impressive. God.
There's a split second where she kind of looks like she's balancing herself on a surfboard.
I've never fallen from 2 inches before that.
So you're basically telling me everything I feel is bull. Is that what you're trying to say, Michael?
No. I just said I hope that's inspiring.
Yeah, I'm pretty inspired.
When you're talking about
that's
balance, make sure you don't fall off the stage.
Oh, my God.
All right. So today's a very big day. We are doing the 2020 Weight Loss Challenge where Spider and Eric are going head-to-head.
Oh, that's all?
Yeah, well just... no one knows where Jaime is. I saw him Friday.
Jaime said, I'll be there.
I saw him Friday, but and then, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Maybe he's all hugged up with some girl on the bed again.
Probably some British girl.
Mm-hmm. He cut your mic off.
Oh, I didn't know you were... I thought he took the headset off. I can't
he's in here giving you attitude.
All right.
He is.
We'll be right back with the 2020 weight loss competition.
Yay.
MZ Now.
Hey, Dad, everybody. This is Stinky of TV's Stinky and the Brain. And you and I and the Brain are listening to Michael Zavala.
Narf.
Call me on the phone. Call me on the phone. Call me on the phone, I'm on the phone. Call me on the phone, A-A-A.
3-8
MTLIVE5 all day. Call me on the phone, A-A-A.
3-8
MTLIVE5 all day.
Call
me on the phone, I'm on the phone. Call me on the phone, I'm on the phone. Call me on the phone. Call me on the phone, I'm on the phone.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. My name is John Phillips. How are you doing?
Fine, how are you?
Good. I'm just looking over your resume you submitted with us and just want to confirm a couple of things, if that's okay. You say you are proficient?
I think you might have the wrong number. I haven't submitted a resume.
Were you the one sending in this for administrative assistant?
No.
I just need to know just to clarify with my boss... you are proficient in Microsoft Word, so I can just put that on there.
No, I think you have the wrong number or the wrong person.
Okay, well, I found this resume here on my desk, and it's got all your information on it.
Oh, yeah, but, and what's the name?
Ashley.
Oh, yeah, that's not me. So, yeah, I just got this number.
Whoa. I'm sorry. I got this mixed up. No, this is my prostitute stack. I'm sorry. No, this is, okay, I'm sorry. I was trying to call back some resumes, and I got my papers mixed up. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that. Do you have any specials going on right now?
No.
Memorial Day specials?
No, I'm sorry.
No buy 2 hours, get one free, anything like that?
No.
Okay. Can I bring a friend?
No.
Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MZNow.
Hi there, this is Chris Floyd, and you're listening to MZ.
This is MZ Now.
So Leap Day was yesterday or this weekend or whatever it was, and they had all these specials. Like 7-Eleven had a special where you could go in and get a whole pizza for $2.29.
They've been doing that more than just yesterday.
Well, this was a Leap Day special. That's why it was $2.29. And so all these specials came out yesterday. It said, by the way, if you haven't had 7-Eleven's pizza, it's way better than Little Caesars. Way better. Like, if you go get a $5 hot and ready from Little Caesars. Oh, I forgot you moved mics.
Oh, sorry.
There you go. And then there's more. Okay. All right. We're good now. All right. So if you get a $5 hot and ready from Little Caesars and then you go to 7-Eleven.
But they make it right when you order it.
Though, right. And it's super cheesy. 7-11. Right. It's not sitting around under hot lamps like the $5 hot and ready that everyone swears by. Right. This is way better. The fine print for the $2.29 for Leap Day was at participating locations only. And growing up as a kid, you'd always see the commercials for like McDonald's or Burger King.
Right.
And here's a special for this period of time. And it's at participating locations only. I've never been to a place where they weren't participating. But now it makes me want to go like save money and buy a McDonald's or something and just not participate in anything. So people come in like, they have the 2-for-1 McRibs or whatever. We're not participating in that. It's full price. I just want to deny everybody everything. We're just not participating.
You're the jerk at the company.
Yeah.
In fact, you charge extra if they ask about the special.
Right.
We special tax.
We march to the beat of our own drum.
Right. Extra ice? Yeah. 50 cents.
Right. But no, it says on the commercial, the nationwide commercial, yeah, it also says participating locations, and we're not one of those. Thank you. We're different. Yeah. We were born different. That's our slogan. That'd be McDonald's, born different.
But anyway. I will say Little Caesars breadsticks are...
Yeah, they're great.
Crazy
they're,
bread. That,
yes, the crazy bread is on point. I used to eat those when I was a little kid at Kmart. They always had like a Little Caesars in there.
Oh,
I always
get
the mini ones.
Oh, that's right.
Oh my God.
What was the other? They had the Icy place in Kmart.
Yeah,
too.
It was the same, like Icy, and then they had Little Caesars in there.
Oh my God.
Oh, I love that.
I don't remember.
All right. We have to introduce our special guest today. She's back. We haven't seen her since Twerksgiving 2019. Yeah. She is back in studio to whip you guys into shape. She's a personal trainer. She's a twerker. And she's right now, she's actually the reigning queen of she's Miss Twerksgiving 2019.
Hello.
And you might be the final Miss Twerksgiving. Yeah, I don't know if we're going to do it again.
Can she just whip us instead? And not the shaping part? Kind of
dominatrix?
Yes.
Oh,
is that what you want?
No,
her husband's like, let's make sure he's okay
with
that.
Oh, he can be
that.
There too.
Okay. He's not in here right now.
Do you put that on your resume when you're trying to procure more clients for personal training? Like, I won Twerksgiving.
Yeah. They don't even know, actually.
Oh, you start marketing yourself.
That's coming soon, though. Because I'm going to be giving, like, pole classes and dancing
classes. Oh,
yeah.
I'm
looking for the right studio with, like, wood floors and some mirrors, but yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the carpet ones don't really work out that well, right? You don't like those?
Carpet burns.
Yeah.
Or you don't want the portable poles that fall, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Or how about that pole at, what was it?
Ecstasy.
How big was that pole?
Oh my God.
It was like 12 feet.
Can we go there?
15
I'll
feet.
Go if we go there.
Yeah, we can go there. I mean, it's across the street.
Oh my God.
We can rent it out.
They probably
make you sign
you.
A waiver.
Yeah, there will be gunfire in the parking lot.
you may lose a limb.
Is the buffet going to be open?
That's all I need to know.
I want to know where these strip clubs find their chefs. Oh. They have some good ass food.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't know. I only get a McDonald's and 7-Eleven.
Apparently.
Michael will only go to a strip club if it's got a Little Caesars in it.
No, 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven, just oven.
I'm not going to a $5 hot and ready.
I need a pizza, Red Bull, and a lap dance.
That's right.
Yeah, don't ask the dancer for the $5 hot and ready.
Yeah. That'd be something totally different.
You said ew.
Get that smell like Parmesan.
That's Papa John's.
Oh, God.
All right, let's get ready. This is the, so first off, we weren't going to do something like this again. We said this, I don't know, 3 years ago or whatever, but we ran out of material, and so now here we are doing it again. it is the 2020 weight loss competition, and we have Eric Starr, yes. Spider the DJ, and filling in, Mark Garcia for Jaime the Tattoo Guy.
Oh,
he decided he was going to take that spot there.
Yes. Yeah,
not the same size. Yeah, but close to it. I'm just kidding.
There, dang. I'm just thinking Spider's a tall guy. He's just, you know.
No, Jaime.
Jaime.
I mean Jaime. Yeah. Spider. I mean Jaime. Yes, that's Spider.
I'm trying to psych you guys out because I came ready, as you can see.
You did.
I changed into
chest hair poking out.
Tennis shoes.
I think he wants to do a few workouts.
I thought we were.
I thought we were.
I can. Like,
I just had a
Mark
coffee.
Wasn't prepared.
I'm not prepared for this. I just jumped in because it sounded fun.
All right. So the last time we did this competition, everyone gained weight. And then we had to extend it another like 6 weeks. And then I think most everyone lost like a pound or two. I think Jaime won by 11 pounds.
Run around the block that day.
Yeah. Hey, it worked. But
it did.
When we started figuring out the rules for this one, we're like, well, we're not going to reward somebody for losing 1 pound, right? It's just not worth that. So we're going to give you something to work towards. The grand prize is $200. But we've broken it down this year into three tiers. So depending on how much weight you lose, so the winner is who lost the most weight. So
okay. If
somebody lost 5 pounds and the other people lost 2 or 3, then the person that lost 5 pounds is going to be the winner. Now, how much you get paid out depends on how much weight you lost.
All right.
So tier one, if you lose between 1 to 5 pounds, you win $50. If you lose 6 to 19 pounds, you win $100. And if you lose 20 pounds or more, you win the grand total of $200. And you have 6 weeks to do this. Now, in between all of that, we are going to give you some sort of bonus challenges that we'll do. We'll throw these out throughout the randomly during a show.
Okay.
And there's little challenges that if you win, you'll get a pound added to your total loss. You know what I mean? So let's say you lose 19 pounds. Let's say you lose 18 pounds, right? But you win two of these bonus rounds. Mm-hmm. You get two bonus points or pounds added to your total loss count. You'll automatically be eligible for the maximum of $200. Does that make sense?
I'm totally lost. And is there a sudden death?
There is no sudden death.
Eric just always wants sudden death.
Sudden death will only be exercised too much.
Yeah, that's what I say. That's the only sudden death here.
Well, if
you die on the trampoline.
No, it sounds like we're in like during school where they're all like, we have extra credit for those that stay after class for tutoring.
That's what's
happening. Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, because we've given you guys the opportunity to really show us what you can do, and you never have. So now we're making you work for it. So this is what we're going to do.
Is that a read?
Just throwing some shade here.
Yeah, and since you were the only one that's participated so far, that was directly.
I get an extra point because I came prepared.
Actually,
I want a point for this chest hair, though.
I know.
If you just had a chain, man, you'd have that 70s look going on.
I had more chest hair with my open like shirt earlier than just now.
Yeah, he kind of did.
I wasn't paying attention though.
He's just looking at your legs now.
You know,
now that you're attracted to my hair,
I could see in 6 weeks for him to make that extra pound, like that incremental pound.
He's gonna shave.
He's gonna shave. All the hair. He's like, wait a minute.
I'm ready for the poll.
He's gonna come back like hairless, completely hairless. Ready for the poll.
All right,
oil yourself.
So let's go to our personal trainer expert here. Is 20 pounds? Can these guys burn at least 20 pounds if they really worked at it?
Guaranteed.
In 6 weeks.
Yes, I've done it before with plenty of clients.
Okay. One of the other things that we brought up, so we do have a contestant that has a handicap, that's Spider. He has low T, which in the gay community means he doesn't have a lot of gossip. But in this competition, he has low testosterone.
Okay.
So.
And so we have allowed him to take whatever he needs to get his testosterone levels to a certain point to where he can actually lose weight. Otherwise, it's not a fair deal.
Okay,
you know
so
what I mean?
You're not letting anybody take any supplements, any fat burners?
Oh, yeah, you can do that.
Oh, okay.
But
okay,
he
okay,
especially okay. needs the extra
the testosterone.
Boost.
Yeah. Yes, and yes, I could recommend those.
All right.
Now, can he afford it? That's the other question.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You got the black market one?
No.
Oh.
It's different.
But okay.
It's affordable.
It's Highland Park.
Now, can we take them as well?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Yes.
But is it going to mess up anything? I wonder if it
Are you worried about your reproductive system?
My sex drive, yes.
Yeah. Oh,
that's going to make it better, right?
Yeah, much better.
Kirby's
gonna Kirby's going to be like, no more, please. Yeah. Oh, God, no.
Where did this come from?
It's exercise. Burning some calories.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, plus the exercise that actually,
yeah, so you'll be good. Are you worried about future children? Don't worry about that. I think you'll be fine.
I'm ready.
Like a vitamin.
Again?
No, it's only been 13 minutes.
I've been trying to play this one level over and over again. He's still working at Starbucks?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. He's gets a discount.
Yeah.
Can we just go to Starbucks next door and give him Kirby's discount and then they
be
like, oh, he gets fired also, the next day.
Yeah, they watch all that.
All right. All right.
I'm surprised.
Okay, fine.
So I think, like I said, Spider needs the testosterone to even have a fair chance. So
I can still do it. It's just, yeah, not.
I don't think you could do
nearly
it.
It's as fast. I'm 39.
Oh,
basically 40.
Okay, it's never too late.
Oh no,
but he doesn't eat. And look at him.
No.
what about that drinking?
Okay. Oh, sure.
The way that works, and I get plenty of people who are like, well, I eat once a day, and I don't know why. Okay, well, because your body's going to hold on to that. Your body needs nutrition to live.
His body's like, so I got to hold on to all of this.
Once a day, it's literally going to hold on to that. That you're going to put on pounds just by holding on to that. So that's why, when you have kids, I don't know if y'all have kids. I know.
No.
But for those who have kids, when you have kids, you're taught to feed them every 2 to 3 hours. Mm-hmm. That's how we're supposed to be eating our whole lives. And not like big old burgers and stuff every 2 to 3 hours. No, you portion yourself. So you're supposed to be eating like 5 meals a day or 3 meals a day if you can't eat that much, and then 2 snacks in between.
Right.
But you have to have something in your body like a granola bar or some almonds or something every 2 to 3 hours to keep your metabolism quick, to speed it up. Because if not, that's how it slows down if you start, eating bad. And if you eat if you eat a pizza or burger, how do you feel?
Great.
Yeah. You're like,
I feel satisfied.
Yeah, you sit there and you're like, ugh, like you don't want
to. Like I can take on anything.
Yeah.
Yes. And you're not supposed to feel like that. You're supposed to feel light when you get up from the table.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
So,
so you're saying Olive Garden is out of the question.
And yeah.
That's soup and salad. Question. No bread.
That's starch. That's a lot of carbs.
Now, what if you have a salad once a day, but drink like alcohol and beer?
Okay, see, now if you're an alcohol drinker, because I'm an alcohol drinker, you need to stick to like vodka or like anything with water. Vodka, but that's it. You can't be drinking like beer or you can't be mixing, having cocktails.
Whiskey's too sweet.
Heavy, and it's heavy on you.
Yeah. Yeah. I've also heard that silver tequila is real good.
Yes, tequila. Yeah, tequila and vodka. Man. So those are the ones
you But you also want to do that in moderation if you're in a 6-week challenge.
You're going to drink.
Yeah.
If you had to go out to party.
I was asking for a friend, which was Spider. So that I'm glad that you cleared that up.
All right. Clark, let's get you on the headset mic real quick. We're going to start. Roscoe, you ready? All right. We're going to do the official weigh-in. I hope our skill doesn't break.
When my ass gets on there.
We
got it all balanced out this year. We don't have to do any math to figure out people's weights.
What happened to my elephant sound effect here?
Oh my God. Please don't do that. I'm going to cry myself to sleep today.
No. I was just going to do a PSA for saving the elephant.
Oh, okay. Okay. Then fine.
Clark, you ready? Clark is all dressed up in a suit. You'll see this on the television.
You totally look like a sports commentator now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks good.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So he's going to officiate the weigh-in.
Find some music here. I can finally hear you now. So.
Oh, you couldn't hear me before?
Well,
okay. You didn't hear all the terrible things I said about you?
Well, now I quit.
We had technical difficulties.
Even though he wasn't getting paid.
We'll start with Mark. Mark, if you want to step over to Clark, and we're going to do the official weigh-in here.
Do we have a magic number this year?
Do you want to take your shoes off?
Hey.
You can do whatever you want.
Okay.
Take your glasses off.
Take that sweatshirt off.
Everything.
Yeah, you might want to have make sure you don't have no keys in there.
I got a razor in my car, too. All right. Looks like we're clocking in at a good 234.
234.
I thought you were going to announce the weight.
No, we can.
Yeah.
But you don't want us to? If you don't want us to, you don't have to.
I mean, how else is the rest of the world going to know?
I don't know.
How much was it?
They're going to guess.
238?
234.
That's not bad, Mark. That's about what I thought it was.
Well, I weigh more than that.
How tall are you, Mark?
Me too.
5'8"? He's probably 5'5". About my height. 5'4".
You're 5'5"?
No, I'm just kidding. I always add a few more inches to everything. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
let's get Eric on there next.
Yay.
I was going to say, we should have pulled up what you weighed last time.
I don't remember. I think you were in like the 260s, right?
255, I want to say. All right, so Eric's all ready to go. He's got his shorts on, his shirt on.
He's ready.
Said, new phone, who dis?
All right, don't get any ideas, okay? we're looking at 246.
All right. Wow. Down from
okay. Back.
You lost okay. weight. You've lost weight.
That's great, well,
you
Eric.
Did say, when did you start on your challenge whenever you get back over here?
Like 2 weeks ago, but actually I haven't been doing anything for it.
But are you surprised that you're that low?
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah, I'm surprised I'm that low. But actually, this is the one that I wanted to do more. It's because Fabiola's here.
Yeah, you have to impress her. All right. Spider's next.
My guess was 300 this morning. That is just my guess.
I would say
you
300
too. 300 though.
Like. Take that shirt off. Oh, yeah, that's 300. That might be 400 now.
Oh,
my God.
All right. It's all in the beard. Clocking in 280.
That's not bad.
Okay. There you go.
Okay.
There we go.
All right. So 280 pounds.
Spider, what's the heaviest you've ever been?
Oh, that's it easily.
That's it?
Oh, yeah.
So this is the heaviest you've ever been?
This is the for heaviest sure. I've ever been, for sure.
Are you taller than us?
I'm like 5'8", 5'9", somewhere around there.
Same. You were in a like fitness journey.
Yeah, I lost a ton of weight.
Yeah.
I was like down to like 150, 162, what something like that.
And you said, so 234 is the heaviest you've ever been.
Me?
Yeah. Is that what you said?
Yeah, wow. This is the heaviest I've ever been. Being at 33, I'm the heaviest I've ever been. Yeah.
Once you go over 200 pounds, do you ever think to yourself like, wow, I got to stop. I got to do something.
Yeah, I think about every day.
Yeah. As you go to Jack in the Box.
I know, as I'm eating.
I'm the same way. When I'm trying to lose weight, I'm like, oh my gosh, I really have to.
Lose weight from
where? Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to become.
If you were to cut your hair, you should have
seen him after surgery.
We're going to get you toned, Michael.
No, that's what I want to be. I want to be so skinny that people are like, oh my gosh, what's wrong with you? I didn't know. I didn't know you were sick.
Like me.
I start giving you money.
Yeah.
No, I'm fine.
I'm going to be so small, I want to fit in all of Eric's old clothes. Yeah. He was very stylish back then.
Extra small, but still, like, they're all loose.
Baggy,
on you.
Yeah.
Petite.
Chris thought I was actually dying. He goes, girl, are you okay? Are you something to know about?
Okay. You got the bug.
I'm fine.
I'm on a.
That's what Mike wants.
I'm on a the truck stop diet. I do beef jerky
and burritos,
almonds, walnuts, and Vienna sausages Monday through Friday.
Oh God!
Can I?
That's it.
Yeah.
Can I?
No.
Go ahead and sit down.
You are strapped.
Yeah. You're good.
All right. Well, back to you, Bob.
All right. Thank you, Clark.
Yeah.
He dressed up in a suit just for 30 seconds of that. Isn't that incredible?
Worth it.
Yeah.
Looks good, man.
I know he looks really good. He's the best looking guy. Everybody here.
Yeah.
Except for your husband.
I thought he was an actor or something.
He is.
Well, he was going to play a part in our film, but
every time we asked, are you sure you don't want Clark to be in it? Everybody's like, meh, no. Clark's like, if you don't want me in it, just say it.
And they were looking for him whenever we were.
Yeah. We're like, where'd he go?
All right.
But oh well.
Just to recap, how did these guys lose 20 pounds in 6 weeks?
The number one thing is eating clean.
Mm-hmm.
So changing your diet.
So the truck stop diet that I'm doing is good. That's you would recommend that to them?
Are you off of the frozen food diet now?
Yeah,
no.
I don't do the frozen food. I just do nuts.
No. The only part of the
nuts and meat.
The only part of the truck stop diet would be the methamphetamines.
Oh yeah.
Right. Yeah.
No, I would say stick to like your entree would be like fish, as in tilapia, cod, sway.
Salmon.
And then two sides. Yes, salmon. And then two sides, as in like rice or vegetables, any type of vegetables, and stay away from sugar and salt. So everything has to be grilled or baked or steamed. And then like your entree could be fish. It could be salmon. It could be ground beef, but ground beef, it has to be 90% and up lean.
Mm-hmm.
What about deer meat?
Is that venison?
That's fine too.
Is that more leaner than?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Like grass fed, and like bison meat. Like those are the best ones.
Yeah,
and more expensive.
Bison's delicious.
But those, yes, and those are the best kind that you want. That or chicken and ground turkey. So those could be your entrees, and then your two sides always rice or sweet potato. And any type of vegetables.
And for snacks. And nuts are probably the best thing, right?
Yeah, like almonds.
Snicker bars.
Walnuts, no. Granola bars. yogurts.
Yeah.
But like I said, do, like, and you're men, so y'all could do like 6 meals a day. So, but it has to be every 2 to 3 hours. And then again, if y'all can't do the 6 meals, then do 3 meals and then like 3 snacks in between. Mm. But just to keep something in your body, if mm-hmm. y'all really want to meet, y'all's goal. So it's very possible. So first of all, eating clean and then putting in the work, which that's where I come in.
So real quick question, because I recently went through a weight loss journey on my own.
Oh, here we go.
I'm not bragging. I mean, I'll
they modeled
pictures.
Fat bastard. He's on.
Jesus Lord.
Yeah. I was heaviest.
He's all mad at me.
Yeah.
I went from 250 down to 189. Now I put a little bit back on because of the holidays and graduation, mm-hmm. but yeah, that was about, 55 pounds, something like that. But really what I was more proud of was I went from 30.3% body fat down to about
12.7%. Wow.
And that's why I was going to ask.
She's not impressed. Have you seen her husband?
I'm going to do all that. I have my my little monitor where I could check the body fat.
Oh, do you really have that?
I don't have it with me, yeah.
But you can
I
do
have
that?
That. Yes.
Oh,
I
we should
check
do
y'all's
that.
Body fat. Yes.
See, and
you'd be like, I don't even know how you're still standing. There's no muscle in there.
Oh, my God.
The only suggestion I have is get a jump rope. If you can jump rope.
Well, that's cardio. Yeah, so, like when I work out, I do jump squats or jumping lunges or jump rope in between. So that's what works because you keep that cardio. Mm-hmm. You're doing that cardio at the same time with weights. So everybody makes that mistake of just doing cardio mm-hmm. and then you have loose skin. Like mm-hmm. you're not tightening up. You just get slim, like mm-hmm. a runner's body. But if you want to lose weight and get toned, you have to do weights. And actually, weights burns more fat than cardio.
That's what I heard,
yes.
too.
Yes. Okay. And another thing, muscle weighs more than fat.
Mm.
So that's another thing.
Yeah.
So you guys think you can do it?
Yes.
Oh, 20 guaranteed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me figure out, what's 6 weeks from now? We didn't figure that out.
Middle of April.
What if we lose more than
April 14th or so?
What's in the range?
Well, then you still win the $200. Yeah. $200 is the top.
Look, $200, that's it. All right.
No more.
How about $200 and I'll buy you a meal somewhere where you can gain
our first McDonald's.
Yeah. I'll take it a Jack in a Box.
7-Eleven pizza.
Yeah.
6 weeks is the week of April 12th.
What's that Sunday?
That's the week after my birthday.
Sunday's 12th.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll be the day.
We won't do it then. The week after that. We'll give you we'll give you a bonus week.
The 19th will be check-in.
Yeah, and that's it.
Day before the
20th. Whoa, I feel like I'm going to do this.
You better.
Well, that's what Eric said last time, and he didn't
and
do it.
And I'm right here.
Now, what does that mean? No.
Now, that was a read.
Now that are transforming like crazy, and they're not completely eating clean, but just by me working them out, like I told them, all you have to do is show up. Just show up, and I handle the rest.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like. That was my ad on Craigslist. Just show up and I'll handle the rest.
$20.
Oh my god, that has been the funniest thing you've ever said.
Is she paying you? You paying her?
Funniest or true?
I was getting paid. All right.
Oh good.
Well, this is it.
Wow.
We're gonna
in stone.
Yeah. So we will do little weigh-ins maybe here and there. April 19th or whatever is when we'll do the official finale. And I hope that we can spend $200, not this $50.
Well, I'll win that $200 and spend it the next day.
I believe
on
that.
My favorite pleasure.
I believe that.
Hot and ready strip club?
No. If we're weighing in on the 19th.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
there we go.
All right. That is that's a super smart thing to do. I mean, I do the same. I didn't think about it.
I wouldn't. I would invest it.
All right.
In acting classes?
Yeah.
No, he needs it. He had one of his classmates
two.
In here.
Yeah.
Well, I just talked to that one.
Oh, yeah.
And she's in here. She's like, oh, I'm actually his acting partner. And I'm like, you can be honest with us. How terrible is he? She's no, he's actually really good. And then when he left the building, I'm like, be straight with me.
Did you show
now that he's gone.
Just show the clip of him and crazy.
No.
I did get there.
No, it was fantastic.
I thought it was hilarious. That's no, he does really well. All right. We'll see you guys next week.
This is MZ Now, online at mznow.tv. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MZ Now.